Yo, one week hiatus. We back on our bullshit. Watch your stuff. We back in the business. Gonna fucking.
You're all upbeat because the fucking audio is there.
It is. It's a little bit off.
Nah, never the tough. I got the sauce. I throw some rocks. Ah. Flames.
Soccer.
Time to rock ya.
And that is our 1,000,000th Avatar.
They're gonna continue. Sokka, bro.
Damn. Araksha.
What happened to Sokka?
He died.
Anyway, I don't believe it.
Well, he fucked all the bitches he wanted and moved
on. So what, is Zuko fucking immortal? Sure, he's Zaddy. Sure, he's fire Zaddy. But Toph lived in the woods. Katara is old. And then Sokka is...
We don't talk about Grand Grand lived forever, bro.
Grand Grand? She's still alive?
I don't know.
Where he said granddad, I was like,
that motherfucker Boomy 100.
Boomy, that nigga, he's immortal. He's living off that spirit juice. He's like, I'll wait for my friend to come back. He really did. Like, who can really recognize a strong old man?
I ain't gonna die till I beat this motherfucker in the game. All right, we're back from our break.
We are. I want some scratching ASMR. I got bit the fuck up by mosquitoes.
We were so tired.
Very tired.
Working this recording into our schedule has been a bit of a struggle.
We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
Even if it kills me.
I love that I heard your water go.
Oh, you did? Oh, hell yeah. Y'all got the ASMR. Yeah, chat.
Hey chat, did y'all
chat.
Get some of that ASMR?
Chat, you get some of that ASMR.
Make sure you use your channel points to redeem ASMR options.
What's your name for today?
Okay, so now that we're back from the break, my name is Sir Tits Are Soft.
Bro, no.
No, my name is Blair Connor.
Damn, what is my name?
What's mine?
Oh, wait, I know what it is. Today, I'm Draco.
All right.
Yeah.
And...
Flames.
We're gonna just go for it. Fuck a topic.
We're just talking about whatever, because we're best at rambling, other than, like, studying beforehand.
Absolutely. You know? No, that's too much work. We're overworked.
Very overworked.
In our everyday lives.
Very exhausted.
This we're is gonna supposed do to be
it.
Fun.
It is. So we're just going to talk about random stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been dreaming about anime, but I still haven't watched the ones you
I'm
said
so
I should
weak.
Watch. I dream in Japanese now.
Your ancestors are telling you.
What they know about the anime? They don't know about the anime.
Your spirit guides are like, get your ass watch the Samurai Jack. That's fucked up.
Samurai Jack. What's the last anime I watched? God damn. Oh, wait.
Go back.
They said they weren't going to finish season 2 until like a year from now. So I was like, fuck it. I'm not watching anime until it's complete. It was
that
one of them.
True. I am complete.
It was that, what's that spider anime? Like,
oh, yeah.
Isekai, like, born as a spider. I like those. I like isekai.
That was adorable.
Especially when you go into like fucking Dollar Tree and then you come back out and you're like, oh, yes. Shit.
Come back out. You get bop by a gremlin, and then you're the hero.
But they're always OP.
Elzion.
That's kind of what I don't like.
I like that.
I'd rather
I like that.
I'd rather no. Wait, you no, because like, she built up. She wasn't at first strong. She was like getting fucked up.
You
that's
don't
what
like
I like.
People getting fucked up.
But
you're capping.
But she didn't give up. There's a difference. Niggas be like, oh, damn, he beat my ass. I'm going home. And then she was like, ah, shit, I'm gonna kill you, niggas, once I get strong. It was like that, and I love power. I love power. It's a power anime for sure. And it's so well animated. I was like, I'll wait.
It is.
That sounds really cute, though. Is that the one where she's like a small little spider?
Yeah.
She's the cute and then pink eyes.
Then she starts loving murder, and I find it great because the monsters are scary as shit. It's fucking ape men and dragons. Just dragons. The dragons sound hot, by the way.
This horse has Tina Turner's wig on. That's crazy.
Don't talk about it.
The other one, I got that wig in the closet.
Oh, damn.
You see that? That blonde? That
no hooves, no hooves. Speaking of no hooves.
Where my furries at?
Oh, God. Dude, Beastars. I've never watched it, but from the memes and things I have seen, it's just like
chef's kiss. Legoshi is literally your alter ego character.
Yeah.
Like, he's precious, but he's a new to being a predator. Like,
so he doesn't want to murder type thing?
No, he doesn't want to murder, but you have like primal instincts to like, that's food, eat it.
What animal would you be if you were in that world?
I'd be like a fucking lamb. No, I wouldn't be a lamb. I'd be like a cat.
I feel like I'd be like Legoshi too, not because I'm just like into like wolves or whatever, but like I feel like... No, actually, I'm fucking lying. I want to be a predator. Like, in every game I play, I just kill everyone. So that I'm a fucking lie. Never mind.
I don't think I'd be prey.
Yeah, I don't want...
But no one wants to think that they would be a prey character.
I'd protect the prey and then murder on the side. Like, if my friend was prey, I'd be like, hey, what's up, girl?
I feel like if I was prey, I'd be a lot like Lewis, where he's so over it.
He is. He's like, I'm tired of
bite me, motherfucker. Like,
no, he's got that fucking Adventure Time, take the glove off its fingers, but he already has that. So he's past that stage.
He's like, oh, you want to get froggy? Let's fight.
And my view of this is you're not a furry if you like...
The thing about
the world,
it is,
I don't get it.
There's like sexual moments in the show, and I'm like,
Oh,
no, it's just like, so the bunny, that's a hoe. And when you find out, you be like, hey,
if you think about it, bunnies have multiple children. Stop.
Oh, she's doing her thing.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'm like, because she has black. Void of emotion eyes, like just buttons of black. And I'm like,
but the size difference though,
it's like, I understand why you would want to eat that.
So
like,
can
that's
they
just food.
Can they only be with prey? Like, if you're a predator,
no, it's just like a weird, because they have instincts to be afraid, you know. So like, a wolf is on top of
so
you.
So it's like Zootopia. I've never watched Zootopia either, but is it like that dynamic too?
No, but the thing about Zootopia was like, she was a little ass rabbit and he was a little ass fox. But in
the biggest hell.
Beastars,
the biggest hell, right?
She's a little ass rabbit and he's 7 feet tall.
Jesus Christ.
Just wolf man.
No, it'd be weirder, right, if humans were in the show. That's why I don't find it weird. I just view them as like people and not
yeah, but the thing about it is they have dead ass animal heads and people bodies. So I'm like, well, I think the way that Lewis handles himself is attractive, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's a man. I'm like, that's a deer.
But how is it weird for people to ship them? I get that they're animals, but imagine like doujinshi and it's just them, but they look like humans but have ears, because there's a bunch of shit like that, but nobody says you're a furry.
I ship Legacy with the tiger dude who tried to kill him.
I saw a scene from that.
Nah, he's toxic. He's a
piece
of bad dude.
Shit? Nah.
But I ship Legacy with his dog roommate, the boy, and the whole bunny thing is nasty.
Not furries, weird. Not furries.
I ship Lewis with the bunny because she loves him. And
also,
like,
disclaimer, we have like nothing against furries. They're pretty cool people. I don't want to be like friends,
I have nothing against them.
Yeah, just they're fun to be
and
around.
We need to take the word back, okay? Being a furry.
Furray.
It has layers, you know? It's like
it has
being,
furry layers.
You know? It's like being queer, bro. We're not,
yeah, bro.
Oh, not all gays are the same.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro.
I'm a furry, and I think the Thundercats reboot.
Oh shit!
And you can fight me.
Look, hey,
that.
Hey, yo, hey, yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Hey,
yo. I live at
1-800-500-2300. Strikes back. But I have nothing against Furries. I think they're pretty cool. And I don't find it weird when people ship the characters on the show because it's bullshit if you're against it. You're not a fucking furry. Even the voice actor. The voice actor is like, it's not even like that. I mean.
Yeah, it's so good.
He even ships the fan art of his character he voices. And he's great, by the way. He has a little fang. He's so cute.
I ship Legacy with his own self-esteem.
Why? Wait, does he have those like in his head moments where it's like, kill them? And he's like, yeah, like he has.
The show starts with him like almost murdering someone in the dark.
In high school?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, the show starts, right? A student was murdered. Like they were eaten.
Is that common?
No.
It's not common?
No, it's not common. But, and they were like, what?
Wait, I have so many questions. Are predators separate in like separate classes?
No.
They're just mixed. Like, oh, yeah. I'd be terrified. I'd be like, what the fuck?
And there's like this underground black market where predators will buy like meat. Like, ooh. You don't eat meat in this world because you have to eat like one of the people.
Wait, so is Legacy like a vegetarian or vegan? Yeah, like, he's like, I'm not eating animal. Like,
basically everybody
they
is.
All graze.
Like, they suppress it. And there's like a black market where you can buy
prey. The prey don't do that, right?
No, the prey are chilling.
What do they eat?
The world is tailored to them, basically. They eat plants. So they force everyone to eat murder. Like, meat substitute.
That's weird, because I would think it'd be common for murder to happen. Oh, big. Someone got murdered today. This is the last day out of, like, 100.
No, because they have to, like, live together. Like, the mayor's a lion, and he had all these surgeries to look friendly. Like,
yo,
like he had his
that's
teeth
terrifying.
Whittled down. He made his eyes bigger.
Does he look weird?
He looks weird to me.
Oh shit!
But then there's like a mafia lion kingpin.
I want to look what he looks like. Is it over there?
Oh, he's freaky and weird.
He's freaky and weird. No,
I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, show me a picture.
But yeah, he tried to make himself look friendly because.
But he looks terrifying.
They want predators and prey to live to coincide.
Really I mean, good. I guess in a way it's like how you get your dog or whatever neutered. I don't know what the words are for that, by the way. But you know how you get like that gone and they don't do the deed?
Yeah.
Like sort of like that.
They don't really
like
have,
get their claws.
Yeah, they don't have like a way to do that. But there was this one student had like a vial of like rabbit's blood and Legacy was like, that's fucked up.
Oh shit. My girlfriend's a bunny. I don't know. I thought they were together, by the way.
But the tiger is big and he was like, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Oh shit.
You gonna fight me?
Oh shit.
I'm big as fuck, skinny wolf bitch.
No.
But Legacy low-key wanted some of that blood though. He's like,
I know. He probably sniffed that shit like, hey, get that out here. Hey. That's how we. That's what he said. But he's like, how dare you have that on your neck? But he was like,
God. Smells bustling. Bustling.
Lego she busts. Let me not see no fan fiction. Hold up. Actually, I'm going to look that up afterwards. Now I'm so curious. This mayor sounds disgusting. I picture, like, I don't know.
He is. He had his mane trimmed.
You know the fucking Walrus Man? That movie?
Now let me show you.
Is a human in a suit? Wait, are there two versions of the show?
He's even more terrifying in the manga.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. No.
Let me show you the evil one. Let me show you the
mafia
boss.
Did they show him before he got trimmed? Oh, God.
This is the mafia boss.
Ode, ode.
He's hot and normal.
He is hot and normal. Look, we're not. Look. Hey. Hey.
Hey, we are taking the word
we're
back.
We're just seeing their beauty. Wrong. We're just appreciating their beauty. That's all. That's all we're doing. Nothing wrong. But that's
See, and I
gross.
Think Lewis is cute. Look at him.
Oh, he's so awkward and long.
He's so cute. He's a little deer.
But he probably still be fucking. I don't know. All of them fuck.
This is the thing about Legacy. This how he be looking.
Oh, Jesus.
Terrifying.
She's so cute. Look at her little boots. Look
Everyone thinks Legacy is the one that killed the student in the beginning.
Oh, no.
Like, people get on. The dude dies. And everyone's, like, uncomfortable around predators now. And Legacy has always been a creepy little woofy weirdo man.
Yeah,
and they're
can't
like,
help it.
I don't trust him.
Oh, God. Out of all the predators in the fucking school, blame the fucking tiger who's like, I'm gonna eat your ass. Like,
I mean, that one. And it faces you with, like, those racial differences, I guess. But, because, like, a wolf is a predator, but it's not, like, a fucking lion.
Wait, so, hold up. There's like, a whole system I'm building in my mind, right? So, Animal Kingdom, right? Like, lions and jaguars and shit like that. Are they in their own cliques, in a way? Like, tiger-type
tigers? Tigers and stuff like that. Okay. Like, there's a...
Is there, like, interracial dating, but it's, like, a bunny and then a fucking... I don't know, but, like...
That's the part that they're, like, exploring in. They're, like, this is weird for a wolf to be with a bunny.
And ain't there a new season coming out?
Yeah, the new season's out.
Oh, shit.
Season 2. Oh, shit. Which I have not watched yet, but I will probably... I need to have time because I know if I turn it on, I'm going to watch it all.
So, I feel like I want to read the manga more than the show.
You should.
Because I speed read. Like, I inhale all of... I get all the information.
The thing for me is if I start the anime before I touch a manga, I'm going to finish it with the anime.
But the anime, to me, takes more time. And the manga, I can just zoom and be caught up.
That's my life.
I'd love to appreciate the animation, though, because it looks amazing. I thought it was in 2D, but it's like...
I even did that with Inuyasha. Like, I read Inuyasha, and then I watched
it. Yeah, it's cool to do it, too.
But if I started watching it...
You'd know what it was about before.
I wouldn't read it. I wouldn't have read the manga.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of chapters.
I like the difference of how you show me, like, the Beastars manga versus the anime, how they look.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, the show's still pretty good. Yeah, it looks funny.
Look at the fucking bunny.
Why does he look so shady? It's like he's drawn with just the
shade. That's how he looks. With the shade cast.
Really?
Yes. Aww.
Precious.
Like,
whoa.
It's hilarious. It's crazy.
The tea. Yeah, I need to watch that, bro. What else did I see? Where's my phone?
He's just such a teenager.
Where did
He's
I
so
put
gangly.
It? Because if I look at my recommended right now, actually, let me not pull up my Crunchyroll history. It's just gay. That's all. Shit, my leg's stuck in the chair. No gay falling ASMR. Look at that. Gay. I was sitting on my phone.
I'm dumb. So weak.
Dumb.
You didn't feel that.
I didn't feel shit. Maybe that's why.
I'm so weak. Who did this?
God. That is nightmare fuel. I hate it. Hate.
It really is.
Hate.
And I hope you have good nightmares
I
tonight.
I hate it. What was
Look
that?
Look how cute. I love
Legacy.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know his voice actor got one fang, too. Literally, like, he just has teeth like that. Oh, my God.
So
I'm simping. Precious. Oh, no. Call the police.
But, yeah, later on, a wolf girl I'm shows simping. Up, and they're trying to get Legacy
no.
to get with the wolf girl because she's a wolf. It's like when there's a black character and they're like, oh, a black guy and a black girl.
Aw, bro, look.
Y'all gonna do it or what? Aw, shit. There's a black person now.
Oh, yeah. Anime recommendation of the week. If you like music and you like gay, watch Given. It's really good. It's about, like, this boy. He carries a guitar of his past boyfriend. Never learned how to play that shit. I'm not watching it right now, Crunchyroll. Anyway, he has that. And this dude in the high school is in a band, and he was like, hey, can you teach me guitar? And he was like, oh, hell yeah, in his mind. It's really good. It's really good. You
it
see a dude
really
with piercing.
Cute.
It is cute, and the songs are fire.
The songs are
And the animation. I love animation with pain in it. Like,
oh,
when
shit.
He's just screaming, walking up, you know, the fucking, goes hard like that. It's good.
I love anime screams.
It's good, yeah.
They're tasty.
Eat that up. Mix it up.
Mix it up with mashed potatoes.
But yeah, I can choose my Crunchyroll picture because I'm a premium member.
Can choose your Crunchyroll picture anyway.
There's no black.
I used to use no Crunchyroll like fucking Facebook.
Dude, there is no brown.
There's no brown?
There's no brown at all.
There's no brown.
There's no character that is brown, not even tinted. Not
That's
even slightly tinted.
Not even tinted.
Fuck it, I'm going to be, what's his name?
Sakura?
I'm gonna be him. That's my picture. Yeah, well, hell yeah.
I'll be cosplaying him soon.
I just want to be his arms.
I think I figured out how to do the arms.
Oh no.
Because I need them.
I clicked the anime and I hate it when you watch it and it has the comments of other people across the world being like, oh, this is my favorite scene. Like, shut up. I didn't even turn that on.
I just need some like harem pants.
Oh yeah, hair pants would be cool.
Yeah,
I'm trying. Like, wear those. I'm trying to cosplay the dude from Hunter x Hunter who was like speed walking. He was like, "Follow me to your next part of the course."
We need to get you a G Wash wig.
George Washington. I already walk fast as hell, so it'll be great.
It'll be great. And if people try and take a picture at the con, you're like, just speed "All walk. Right, catch up,
catch up to me,
and fucking bolt."
If I was a stilt walker, it'd be hilarious. I'd just be on that shit. Like,
you should learn that.
No,
you should get a character that's on all fours.
That sounds pretty great.
It does.
I want to cosplay the finger that Sukuna eats.
I found the chocolate finger. It's a chocolate finger mold for the nasty ass finger.
Bro, if you don't fucking buy that,
I'm gonna get it. I'll be like, you want one?
I'm gonna get it.
Ah, yeah, right.
Bro, I want to cosplay background characters no one cares about. But you remember page 29 in Naruto, that villager in the back? No, it's me, bro.
That was me. We have to stop singing in our listeners' ears. Oh. We'll never get to 50 like this.
You're gonna love it.
Oh my god. If y'all could see the face, the lips.
That's the only way I can get the note out.
The lips extended.
My singing gets better. Right now I'm faking. I'm actually like a professional singer.
Like in an Ed and Eddie. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. There's...
How do you not bust into song? You must be a freak if you don't bust into song.
Bussin'.
Bussin'.
Bust.
Anyways. Don't laugh about that and push it to the side. How are you going to be like, bus? We have the same brain waves. It's gross.
We share the same brain cell.
For one singular.
Dragon Age. How's that been going?
Yo, I have not finished Inquisition because I can't choose who to be with.
Oh,
if there was an option to be Polly in the game, Iron Bull, and fucking, is it Darien? I haven't played it in a fucking minute. Don't judge me. But if those two, because they had a thing. They said that they had a thing before I came into the picture.
I feel like the thruple would be bussin'.
I know. That's why I wish it was a thing. I think everything would be kosher.
Well, the game is dead to me because I can't romance Cassandra as a woman.
That's some bullshit. Because she be reading like fanfics of, you know, the guy like...
Oh. I did not see you.
I didn't see you there. And you're like, oh.
You walked in on me while I was
I only dipped my toe in like...
I only dicked my toe. That's what I
said. Dip my toe in like that region of the game. Because you know I normally just choose dudes out the gate.
Sarah is so annoying.
She's fucking annoying, bro.
So annoying.
I don't give a shit.
And her bangs are crooked.
In every decision I make, she's like, I don't bloody like it. Like... Stop, bro. I didn't ask you. First of all, I didn't ask. And then the baddie in the game, the bald baddie in the game is evil. Like,
exactly.
Bullshit.
Fuck her.
Bullshit. She's racist, but she's black. How are you racist?
Why can I still hear? Oh, I just wanted to turn the other volume down. Sorry, y'all. I realize now, after 22 minutes, that there's been an echo. So y'all can suck on my dick and ball if you hear it.
Okay, with an echo?
Yeah.
Why does she have to be racist for?
I don't know. Well, she was just annoying. Like, how are you? You're a whole sorceress.
She's a magician, like,
and
mage.
And she's like, put them in jail.
And she said, put my people in jail. You should be like,
listen, I hate to be this lady, but not really. She's a black character, and they made her okay with slavery.
That's not cool. That wasn't a nice twist that I like.
No. It's like, if you want to make a bitchy character, you have to do more than just bitchy, because otherwise you get boring. Or, like, annoying. Like Morgan.
If you're, like... If you're a female character, because some games really just don't allow that diversity of like who you can date.
Yeah.
Blackwall, he's cool as shit.
He is cool.
And he's really beautiful. He's like a Viking dude. Yeah. And his story, his dialogue, I couldn't get into it because I'm not playing that way. But
I'm disappointed. Like, isn't Sarah the only lesbian option?
Yeah.
And she's so annoying.
And she's so terrible. No. So annoying. No. I forgot what her name is. She's like a... Beef, what's her name? Liliana, she is.
Oh, yeah, but, like, she's not on your party.
I don't like her storyline. I don't know why.
Liliana, is that the brown one?
She has orange hair. She was in Dragon Age Origins.
She's the sexy nun-looking one.
You know what's hilarious?
One.
I played the, like the whole playthrough of the first Dragon Age Origins and didn't get like three people and never knew until I played back.
I'm dead.
I was like, you were in this bar the whole game? Like, it said I was missing people. My camp was like half empty. I was like, damn, this is the game, huh?
If you just glance at that picture real quick, looks like a shark. Look away and look. You gotta look at it real quick.
I don't see it. Hold on.
No, you gotta do it like this.
Okay, do it.
Like that. Did you see the shark?
I saw a whale. Whoosh. I saw a whale.
You gotta look away quick.
Have a whale of a wash.
You're
oh, just shit.
Dumb.
You're dumb.
You're bad at instructions.
I am. You have to talk to me very slow or I'll cry.
Talk to me very slow. Talk to me, girl. Okay, wait. We can't sing in their ears anymore.
I don't give a rat's pickles. We're not furries, but since we've dived in that topic, I don't give a rat's thick ass.
Dived in. Dived in.
That's all we know how to do. All we know how to do is sing
things. I wanna sing.
Oh damn, you kinda hit that note though.
I wanna swim on the lake.
You know what game I didn't finish though?
What?
Cause I keep what's it called? Fucking Jedi. What's that Jedi game? The newer one.
Oh,
that shit, what's the name of it? Fallen Order. No?
No.
Oh shit, that's the wrong
Yeah. Jedi I thought you were order. Talking about the one with the dude who looks like Eminem.
No, the guy who plays.
What's He's his our name? Baby boy with the eyebrows.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Ian. Yeah, Ian. Yeah, you know the scene. Yeah. Every time I say what's his name, I think of the fucking Conjuring movies. What's your name? Damn it, Gallagher. He looks.
Oh yeah.
He's too Gallagher, and I can't take him seriously as a Jedi.
I'm because
I know who he is. Like,
we know he's a gay
ginger.
We know he's a gay bipolar crazy Jesus man.
Dang, the show's so good. I never finished the show.
It's just too much.
The show is a lot though. Even the first episode, you're like,
it stresses me out. I don't like watching things that are stressful.
Well, at least the entire show is finished. So, like, if you wanted to watch it and not be stressed out, every episode's out, so you got time to figure that out.
It's very long.
Where's my water? Where's me?
Where's my water?
I dehydrate, dehydrate, dehydrate. Myself. There I go. Ooh, there I go. 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 Water's good. Stay hydrated. Yeah, crusty dusters.
Don't cough. Me.
That wasn't COVID, I swear. It wasn't COVID, I swear.
I have nothing with which to parch my lips.
My ass hurts. The seat I'm sitting on, I've been sitting at a weird angle, and I was sitting on my phone for like 45 minutes.
Well, if you can call that sitting.
This
no
is
one
sitting.
No one told you to stick your legs.
Oh, damn.
Chair
I'm doing, look.
And not use the
I don't,
back.
I don't sit normally. Look, this is our stereotypes. I have a stereotype right now, just sitting.
You're just trying to be different.
No, I'm not, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never seen you sit in a chair.
I don't want to
like
sit
that.
With my back on this chair.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Because my back is like this.
Is my chair not good?
My back is in the shape of a C right now. I don't want to lay on a hard surface.
You can see your back into the back of the chair. Nah, I don't get it.
Nah. Because I wasn't going to stick my legs in front, but then I'd get stuck and it'd be terrible.
It would be terrible. Then that's a folding chair.
It is a folding chair. I will die and you won't be able to get me
out. I will
out.
Not try.
That's why I'm here. This is why one leg out, one leg in. That's
if
where
you
we're
fold
at.
Yourself in a folding chair, you've made your own bed and you're going to lie in it.
It's like one of those beds attached to the wall.
Beds
I die.
Attached to a wall.
Why was that ever invented? That could kill someone.
Oh, yeah, a Murphy bed?
Couldn't you slide down in that? Like, the bed closes,
I'm so weak.
Right? And you bang
Sims,
your head.
A lot of Sims perish in that thing. They added it to the game, and after a while, it'll just break.
Oh, wait, speaking of the Sims, I can't keep a Sim alive for anything. Of me.
I know.
Even one. Just one. Just one.
It's bad.
I can't even keep myself with all of those things together. I can't feed myself or, like, keep all that up at one time.
The way they code the Sims, you can't keep them alive for too long.
And then you leave, and then they're fucking everyone.
You can,
and then that's all that happens
and then
when
you
leave.
And come back and everyone's pregnant.
Everyone's pregnant.
By people that you didn't intend for them to get pregnant
and
by.
And by the way, I'm not good at designing people, so his head was, like, auto-generated big as fuck and I left it like that but made him beautiful, so he just had a big ass Jimmy Neutron sized head.
I'm
trying to
weak.
Do normal things. I couldn't get this man food in time. He pissed himself and then I just boxed him in and he died, and that's like my mentality. It's not healthy, but
he didn't deserve life.
It's not healthy, but he barely had a name. I called him Jim Bob. Like,
I'm so
it didn't matter.
Not Jim Bob.
He wasn't real. He was a figment of my a figment. You want a fig Newton?
You want a newt figgin? You want a figgy nudie?
Not a figgy nudie.
You want a figgy nudie?
Ew, that sounds nasty.
It does, but so does Sukuna with his one big eye open.
Yeah!
Remember when he spawned into the world and got his ass beat?
It happens to the best of them.
Can Look. You imagine being in hiding, not in hiding, but like sealed off from the world for so long I and you this. Finally come back and the world's greatest sorcerer is the one that greets you? It's like...
I'd be like, shit.
Do you know who I am? Fuck Yo. You. And then you get your ass beat.
Look, here's how I feel. Imagine like two super strong characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I said previously, if you get your ass beat, but previously. You're like, if you're strong, you're like, damn, I gotta get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I've met a lot of characters in like anime, not met them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I met them, shook their hands personally.
Yeah, when yeah, we're bros now. World. Anyway, anyway. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah. If you get your ass beat and then be, I'm going home to my mom, my ass hurts, then of course you're going to fail, you loser. You got to go in, just all in, and be like, sure, he's going to murder me, but I'll die. Cool. Naruto mindset. That's what you need.
Naruto.
Ready to die, not to cry.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, right?
Ready to die, I just came out with cry. That. How about we don't die? And we just...
You have to. You can't get your ass beat and come back home. That's the old school rules. You can't
ready
come
to
back.
Buy.
Ready well, to buy. Buy. Yeah. You really think I come back home after I get my ass beat? I'm gonna burn, boil me, fling myself at a demon and just explode into flames. Nah. That's how I go out.
Cause if I get like you got one 3-piece on me before I'm out.
Meet me.
If you hit me with a 3-piece and a biscuit, what am I gonna do with that? I gotta go.
Another 3-piece and a biscuit.
Ping, ping, ping.
With a soda.
With nothing to drink,
bing,
bro.
Bing, bing.
3-piece and a dry biscuit.
That's embarrassing, though. Imagine you wanted to die and go out in like a blaze of glory, right? And you're walking. And they just go, bing, 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 bing. And you're just on the floor, like frozen. Crumbled, like locked up.
Like locked up. Bonk, bing, boom.
Hit all your pressure frozen. Points, and then you're like, Dad, I thought you died. Like, no. Get the fuck out of here.
You're frozen Don't in look place, at me. And you watch them just literally incinerate all your loved ones.
Oh, God.
They just,
Dad, why'd you bring us along to see how cool you died?
Team That's Rocket's fucked. Blessing off again.
Oh, no, no. Not a family can't see. Kids, nah. I'm never coming back. Bye. Sayonara.
No, because you can't watch your dad get boxed up. I'd be gone.
Hey, no, I'd be crying. Dad, bottom! Like, I'd be one of those.
Oh, yeah,
fucking kids
in me.
Yeah, yeah, beat him up, get him, don't die.
Oh, my!
Oh, my!
Oh, my! If you ever watch any kung fu movie.
Mama!
My mom.
My mom! My dad!
That was great. That was great. The kid had the spit hanging off.
That's
their
how
lip.
People should cry. Ain't nobody do that fake ass one tear cry. Oh, it's not boogers, maybe some drool, and you're dying. Yeah. You're shaking.
Nah,
that's
I'm
real.
I'm definitely that character where if my family member's getting pieced up and they're doing like some super like they throwing fireballs and they getting pieced up, I'm running in there, bro. I'm like, tag me in. I can't watch you do this.
I have two ways of coping with things. If I've witnessed like one of my family members just getting smacked up, right? I'm either going straight in, I'm gonna go away mentally, you know, just be out, just be like, that didn't happen. No. I don't believe it.
Now, if it's like an acquaintance getting pieced up, I'm gonna be like, dang.
I don't know you like that.
I used to know you.
I don't know you. We have no connection, so
that's
I don't,
crazy.
I don't
all of a sudden,
shit.
I don't know who
all
you are.
All of a sudden, I don't remember you
at all.
You're not in my memory.
Don't call my name. I don't know you.
Be Kaiba. You be huh? Nani? Huh?
That?
No.
Never heard of them.
But for you, I fling myself into the
oh,
sun.
Yeah. You're not
I'm biting them.
If
I'm biting
I got
them.
Legs and arms and a face and we, a torso,
I'd be with stubs. My arms would be cut off. I'd be sprinting
yeah.
like. That's just the power.
Zoro
adrenaline.
Sword in my mouth.
Adrenaline. Then after I do that dramatic anime scream, because because I'm losing blood, and I lost like 800 gallons of blood.
After that, which through sheer willpower, I limbs
scrape the ground with my fucking teeth and then bite the demon and then explode. That's my way of going out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're savage like that.
You're not going in alone.
No, bro.
Like, I'm gonna summon, like, my quirk will activate. Like, one for all will work at 100%.
My fight or flight works really well. Like, I know when to run. Like, if I see a fucking titan, of course I'm getting the fuck out of there. Oh, what am I supposed to do?
Bitch? If I see a titan, I'm terrified of seeing a titan in real life. Like, I still have that creeping feeling of like opening a
big
door.
Ass eye is just looking. Yeah,
nah, it just fucks me up.
Oh, you mean the three footers?
The three footers, bro. Ooh. Just walking around.
Oh, no.
Minding their bald baby ass business.
Butterball bean ass biscuit, naked. Bitch. Ass naked, bro.
And I know that if I was a titan, I'd be one of those fucked up 3 meters.
Realistically,
weirdos.
Me in that show, I just don't think I'd be alive. Like, no, I'm not a main not. Character. No. I'm a background character. I'm meant
and
to
I'm
go.
And I'm definitely poor. Like,
yeah, we're poor, bro. No
I
money.
I probably lived right where the wall was.
I was on the outskirts of the city. Oh, I was by the gate right where they were coming in, where he was like, oh,
yeah, they stepped on my house, actually.
They stepped on my family, and then
when
I was
he
running
put
the street.
Fingers over the
disgusting.
Wall.
Disgusting.
The boulders crumpled my house. My
the titan was clipping his nail and it landed on my mother. And
I was the lady under the boulder like.
The fuck am I supposed to do? I bet the guy was like, what do I do?
You were the little kid just standing there like.
Bro.
Got ate up.
Who's gonna like, I understand your mama die, right? And
yeah,
then you
yeah,
be,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a serving the army so I can kill them.
But then on the other hand, on the other hand, for other hand, right? I just
nah.
be,
nah.
Stomp.
Think about it. Think about it. You just watched me get pieced up.
The anger.
Yeah, you would be like, I'm gonna kill every single one.
I'd have to kill the one that killed you, and then I'd take its body. I'd be in its corpse, and I'd bring it back alive and kill everything else. And just like, that's
nasty.
Dark, but like. Yeah, no, you know in fucking Star Wars, he slept in the animal's meat. That's me.
Yes.
But I'm controlling that bitch. I bit my fucking finger. It didn't work. I bit
and
all
then,
my other ones off.
And then I would find the one that bit my arm.
I'd bite his arm off. That big ass arm.
And I bink, 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 di-dink, di-dink.
That was a scary, if you think about it, all those Titan fights, they destroy so many fucking houses. Like the Avengers, they just fuck up shit and leave.
Yo, but I remember watching that fight between Aaron and Annie.
That was, shit. It was animated so well. It was like screenshots were beautiful.
They were straight up like boxing bro. Like they were doing some MMA shit. It was lit. It was great.
You know what? What the fuck?
Was that Chris?
He's all right.
Is he? He's so dramatic.
He is dramatic. He's a hype.
The arm is we're gonna call him
Christina.
What's his anime name? If he was Chrissy. An anime character, what would his name be?
Chotomate.
And we're back.
And we got plum tea. And we forgot what we were talking about. God
and now we
damn.
Have booze.
God damn. No, it tastes like it should be, but it's still that. Is it good? Is it not good? I'm gonna keep drinking it though. It's one of them.
I'm weak. I like it. It's
no,
weird.
Every sip I take, I gotta
just get
I can't
it off
help
of
it.
There.
Can't help
Look
it.
At that library. That's cursed.
Yeah, no, that's the library from fucking Avatar. Oh wait, another reference. Stop! That owl in that episode scared the
Terrifying.
Shit out of me as a child. I was shook.
Did you steal it?
Did you steal it? Ah! Put it back! Terrifying, but he did take it. Who took a scroll? Fucking Katara?
Yeah.
She took
Katara,
a scroll. She fucked everyone up. Look, Aang was like, can I read this book? I'll read it over here.
I was trying to learn some
motherfucking waterbending.
Thinking about herself. Selfishness.
Big ass owl dragon. Like, what you reading? Like,
I'll fucking drown this
first
place
of all. Oh,
turn.
Wait. Wasn't that part of the Appa episodes?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about them. Yeah. Let's not talk
we
about
We don't
them.
Talk about that.
Damn. I'm sad. I'm getting sad over it, even though I know everything's kosher now. Did Appa die? Is he immortal?
It made me mad that they would hurt Aang like that.
No, when Aang cries and his little kid voice actor was like, Appa. I was
when
like,
Appa developed PTSD from people.
Like,
I
of him
like,
getting whipped, like, he back up.
I was like, oh, no. Nah.
That show introduced me to cartoon violence. Like, actual people. Like, as a kid, I was like, no, that wouldn't. But then over time, I was like, oh, yeah, people died in the bag plenty of times. When she said the Fire Nation attacked, I was like, oh, they just fought a little bit. They're dead. They're the filleted.
The scene of, like, her mother's death is chilling.
Yeah. You always get those vibes, but then push it off because it's like, yeah, 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 yeah.
And
you're
like, she was helping those people as the painted lady, mm-hmm. I was lit.
Who, remember the episode she found the killer of her, he was retired. That was such, I was like, oh, I'm shook. I got the goosies.
That was a date.
And that it was a date. Zutara.
Zutara.
I need a whole episode.
They should have made out.
And she stopped the rain. Did she stop the rain and made ice daggers?
She made ice daggers out of the rain.
Holy God.
Surrounded him with a dome.
She been hanging out with that bloodbender lady too long, bro.
And was
take
going
my
to
comb. Annihilate. Nasty ass. Bloodbending is stinky.
She was so pissed she bloodbended him, didn't she?
Yeah, and his bones were and just oh, had. Yeah. She did both. She multitasked.
And Zuko was like,
holy, I'm sorry. Like,
yo, I calm down. Don't want to fuck with her.
No.
Like, that's some scary Katara's, shit.
Katara, besides, like, I feel like she is the strongest waterbender at that time, at least. Because she was like, I need the knowledge. That's why that bird almost fucked her up. Because she was like, I need to know.
She was doing cool shit. And when Korra was using the Avatar state, look, it was like,
I'm not talking about it. I refuse.
Big waves.
I refuse, bro.
Make we're a wave.
Is that coming? Because.
Remember Camp Rock?
Yeah, change back to Camp Rock, bro. I can't talk about Korra.
Check this out.
Yo, my dude he was banging on like the bus. The drumstick, that's the opening. I was gonna cosplay him. There's so many cosplays that are just off rip that character you don't pay attention to. I wanna be. So people be, you remember Camp Rock?
Oh my gosh, I would just be Shane in the white pants.
I'm Shane Gray. Yo, what's, damn, the whole premise of movies like that back then, like even the Bratz. And all Disney movies in general had that stupid story. Like, I'm going to change so I can be popular. Bullshit. My mom makes the fucking chicken. It slaps. Like,
I'm
going to
be
stink.
Honest.
That premise, I know, it's kind of stinky.
The narrative of popularity with teenagers is false.
It's not
teenagers
like that.
Don't want attention.
Nobody gives a shit. Yeah, like, just no. Leave me just leave
it's
me alone,
literally,
period.
Like, what do I have to do to not get my ass beat? To not get roasted?
That's to, what
like,
I look out
live
for.
My life.
Like,
what do I gotta do?
And then bullying like that is not realistic.
No.
Not to me, at least. What school does she fucking go to?
No,
who's like, you're not popular. You can't sit with us. Okay, bitch, I'll eat outside. Like, it's not that serious.
Bullying was, like, more subtle and in your own mind.
In your own mind, 100%.
Like, you would fuck yourself up.
You would think they'd be talking
would.
About you, but they're not.
They're not. Yeah. And even if they were, it's, like, stupid.
It is.
Like, it's dumb. It's like... her pants.
Yes, one of those. Weird. I used to be like that in school a lot. I was like, damn, these niggas don't know me. They weren't. I was really in my head, bro. There was a fucking demon on me, I swear.
Yeah, I was over it immediately.
And then I got like, no. Really goth and emo. I just turned to eyeliner and rock music.
I discovered emo music in the summer going to middle school, and I was like, oh, I'm
and
fine.
Then she gave me her musical electronic device as a like
yeah,
a hand
and
me
then
down.
I passed on my music to you,
and then I became the same way.
And they were like, oh yes, religion.
No, because I'd be on the bus and everyone's fucking talking and I'm sitting in the front, and then I just in my headset just angry. I was so mad for nothing.
Never be mad at yourself, just hate the ones around you.
Exactly,
it's their fault.
That's how I've got out of that mindset though of the they're talking about me, I hate them, burn in my death note.
Yeah,
you know the death
yeah.
note mindset. I don't have that anymore. I'm straight.
Exactly. You used to very much have the Death Note mindset.
I'm still scared of Death Notes. I know they're not... I don't know if they're not real. Let me not say that.
I saw...
Cursed.
Everyone knows that meme where someone, like, draws a picture of you, and you're like, oh, pretty. And then
yeah, and close the book.
It,
yeah, I saw that on Omegle.
And only some of them know.
What's that scene, I think, when Light was eating a bag of chips? I'm gonna eat these chips. And then that's a whole meme, too.
I'm gonna take this chip and eat it.
What was that about? I don't get that. What was that scene about? He was trying to cover up him murdering people?
I like to think that it was the dub actor just having a good time. Having a good time.
Yeah, that's the only thing that would make sense. Yo, that show is amazing. Just don't get attached to anyone. It was crazy.
No, I stopped watching after that.
It made my brain hurt from how well they spoke. Because yeah, I don't I English like, good. Nope. Me no English good.
I dumb. Brain smooth.
Even the manga, right? It'd be about 17 pages of L just ranting. And I'm like, when what I is he saying?
I will skip.
I can't even imagine what he's speaking of.
If that word bubble got more than four lines... I'm only reading the top.
Hey, yo, in Naruto, when they're like, let me teach you about this jujutsu. Like,
and I go, yada, 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 yada.
I skip
yada,
all of that. I don't need to know. Like, no. What? How is it affecting me in real life?
Kiss Sasuke again. Kiss Sasuke, you
bitch. That's all we cared about. I was like, I don't want to know how to bend, like all that type of stuff. I was like, I don't need to know.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you can really spoil Naruto. I have not watched fucking Burrito. Okay. Burrito. Yeah, his name's Burrito.
I don't know shit.
I don't fuck with Burrito, okay? But yeah. Naruto, the deaths were amazing. They all had a point. Every villain had a point, and they still got destroyed. But they still fucked people up as they were dying. And I appreciate that. And Jiraiya, I don't appreciate how he died. He just in the ocean. They brought everyone back as, like, puppets, like, dead puppets to fight, like, this... Mm-hmm, I forgot. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't bring him from the fucking oceans. A girl got, like, eviscerated, like, exploded, and they brought them back in, like, puppet versions. But he's just in the fucking ocean, and y'all can't just...
That's rude.
That's bullshit. Like, boo. Bring Hentai Man back!
Bring Hentai Man back.
Bro.
You mean Kakashi?
Oh, yeah. That nigga, too. Let me stop.
I love him.
He's great. I don't fuck with Sasuke's hair, Naruto's hair, and the new one. That's why, no.
Yeah, I don't like it either. They did my board dirty on the
cut. Then fucking Burrito is out here like, you're not my fucking dad, Sasuke. Sasuke's like, I don't claim him.
I don't think.
And then his daughter, glasses, Megumi, I don't know.
Dad, you're embarrassing me. Stop being a creep and following behind me.
But you know who I do appreciate who has a son? Mm-hmm. I just call him Ponytail, dude. Yeah, he had the struggle pony the whole season, whole series. Yeah. Hell
made
yeah.
Made it through.
Struggles make it through. Struggles That's what I thought. That's my interpretation of it.
Exactly. That ponytail held up.
Held up through wars. Held up through wars. What gel you use, bro? Jam?
Than any project I ever tried to see through. Held up way better.
Damn, that ponytail. He's my dude. He got the one ear. Does he have one earring? Yeah, that's why I fuck with him. I was like, yeah.
Have you been reading
his outfit?
The book.
And netting. What book?
Grimm Lovelace. We are both reading a book currently
by Megan Shepherd.
It's called Grimm Lovelies. That's the first in the series, I think.
Yes, it's the first book, and then the second one, I forgot the name of the
Midnight
Beauties. Yeah,
is the second one. So we got the second book first, and we're like, what the
fuck? And we read the first three chapters of the second book. And it was lit. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I'm on chapter 6 on the first book.
Oh, no. Okay, it's a race now. Look, I was busy this whole week, so this doesn't count. I'm going to be on chapter 12 by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to destroy you. All right. Now it's a race.
No shit. I just wish you to read it so you could be like,
even when I'm exhausted. Like, every time I try to read it, somebody be...
It's actually, like, dark. Like, they explain how magic works, and you're like, oh.
Me? How, like... When I read books, I picture them as all, like, anime characters. So, yeah. Like, what is it? The guy with the white and black hair, I pictured them as, like, really suited up well.
Yeah, I picture the boy for... Not Luke. Yeah, Luke. I picture him as, like, CL. Like, looking like... Yeah, CL from...
And I picture, like, the madam who's, like, the witch. You
yeah,
know, the,
Mata.
I picture her very beautiful, but she's, like, drinking boy tears to serve, to live.
She literally
I appreciate that, yeah.
And it's like...
Give me your sweat!
They're like, I'm gonna eat this butterfly wing and it's gonna give me a little bit of magic. Hey. Like, that's how magic works. You need, a sacrifice.
Yeah, it is kind of dark now, think
so
about it.
So they adopt a son and harvest his blood in exchange for he gets to be...
Why isn't this an anime?
He gets to be a rich, spoiled jackass.
What? Oh, no. No. Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Damn.
And he has... Don't like those. I picture Hunter Black as, like, a dark version of Carlos from Resident Evil.
Stop.
Carlos mixed with the dude from Village... Who's got the, like, Magneto powers?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I picture Hunter Black looking like Carlos mixed with him.
I can't.
Scruffy.
You know I'm not good with names, but I watched an anime. said, what's his name? Hunter Black. There is a character from Haku something, the something beast, and he looks just like him in my mind.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll.
I never looked at the voice actor for Haku. I just know him every time I hear him. And I kind of don't want to look at him.
I don't want to know what he looks like.
Like, I have an idea of what he looks like in my head. And if he doesn't look like that, I'm going to be picture him
beautiful, so he is beautiful. So I don't need to see him.
Looking really cute. He probably has a little mole.
Like, to be honest with you, I don't give a shit how someone looks. Like, that voice. God.
It's everything.
That voice.
I just don't want to see him old. Because then I'm going to be like,
Just don't look him up then. That's what I never do. Because once you do it, you get sad. Like, oh, shit, he's 70? I watched this TV show. Like, Jesus. Yeah. People age.
No, I would hate that.
Look, I'm not trying to change my past. Haku! All right, guys. I'm pulling up my history.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shit. Yo, I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep saying that. Hold up.
It's not like it's P-Hub.
Hakuna Matata.
Or hamster or any other thing like that.
I remember watching Familiar of Zero F. That was a hentai I didn't know for the longest.
You're a hentai I didn't know.
Even I don't know when things are hentai. It's obvious moments where he accidentally grabs her boob and a bunch of shit like that happens, and I'm oblivious. I'm like, what am I watching? Where's the storyline?
That's how Seven Deadly Sins starts.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and then I'm just over it. But then it gets really good, and I'm like, okay, now I have to watch. Oh,
gee, I am one of those isekai people. Everything in my history is like, that time I got reincarnated as a slime. The time I got reincarnated as a spider. Like, bitch, leave me alone.
Yeah, you love isekais, bro. You're a basic
And
dude.
I actually really like, was it like darker animes too? Pandora Hearts, how it's
I
fucked
love
up.
Things with dark themes.
Me too.
Like,
anime you shouldn't watch. I'm still confused. I've rewatched it about 3 times now.
Which one?
It's called Little Busters.
Oh, I heard of that.
And they're like they're a fucked up baseball team. He has narcolepsy, and it's weird.
I've watched a couple anime that have just baffled the fuck out of me.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Someone goes to space, and don't watch it. Or at least if you do, tell me what it's about. I read the description multiple times, don't know what the fuck is going on.
Please explain Little Busters to us.
Are they a baseball team?
Who are they?
Okay, he has narcolepsy, and... No, look, hey, it's nothing against that at all. It's what does that have to do with the story?
Nothing.
No,
here's
what?
The thing. You try and make a... remember making characters when you're, like, young, and you... They
give
have
them
to
all
have,
the bad...
You they have to have something to make
something
them
interesting, wrong with
so you're like, their parents
He has nosebleeds every day.
Yeah, something stupid, like...
I used to do that shit.
His eye twitches whenever he smells nutmeg.
He faints every time he sees dogs, like...
Yeah, they have, all like, a shit. Weird quirk and... half white hair.
Yes. Yeah, yo, stop. Don't call me out. Stop.
They have like frosted tips that are blue. Like,
oh, shoot. I just found an anime I shouldn't talk about because it's one of those.
Ooh.
Like, it's a BL, but it's one of those, like, they're not related, so it's okay. You, it's one. Look, hey, don't give me that look.
Listen, I watched a whole anime.
They're not related.
And it was a harem anime. And his sister was really nice. And then at the end, you find out they're not related. She's adopted.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I'm
but
not
the
weird
thing
for
is,
liking my sister.
That thing is, I'm not weird with things like that because they're not related.
He chose his sister at the end.
Stuff like that. But I watched a show called The Fosters on ABC when it first came out. And that was weird as fuck to me. His adopted sister, he wanted to date. I was like, ooh, I don't know why.
Yeah.
In the same with, like, brother and sister, like, characters, and then in real life, their dating is disgusting to me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's when Selena Gomez and what's the
yeah,
space
no, if they weren't on that show as brother and sister, it wouldn't
It'll be
weird.
Fine.
But now I think they're related.
Now they are related.
Now they're related.
They are family.
Okay.
Can you imagine? Like, if you're acting, right, and you're an actor, and you have been this person's brother on this show for so long, wouldn't you think that you would kind of carry those feelings?
Yeah. A little bit? Like, don't like me.
You're my sister.
Like, weird. That's disgusting. Oh, wait, I found the anime. It's called Hakenden 8 Dogs of the East.
Hold yeah.
up. And it's a dog. He shapeshifts into a dog. I'm not trying to watch the first fucking episode. Shite. Or hear commentary. It always wants me to see that. Hold up. I got to show you the character. Who were we talking about a second ago?
I forget. But Beck is about to play Carlos in a live action Resident Evil movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We were talking about Grim Lovelies.
I think he's playing Carlos. I think I might have just assumed. I don't know.
But we were talking about Grim Lovelies and you said Hunter Black.
I just wanted to bring up how dark it is so far.
Okay, I have a picture. Okay. I picture him as the dude on the left.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude on the left is like him, but he has two personalities.
Yeah, I picture him looking like this, but like more brown and scruffy. By the
way, what's your feelings on like, look, he is like 1,000.
I hate that so much.
But he, like, Gon, you know how Gon gets like grown man sometimes?
Yeah.
But he has this, but every time it's his birthday, he turns into his actual age for a day. He's not old, but he's one of those like youthful fucking immortal people.
Yeah.
But it's like that, and I'm like, is this weird?
Yes.
I don't know if it's weird.
Yes. Anytime an anime does a thing where it makes a child looking character, but he's not legal, it's weird to me.
He's not a kid. That's why I'm like,
Call me crazy, but I like people that look like adults.
My water fell and it fell perfectly on the floor with the look.
Good.
That's a good look where I'm from.
But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing with like teen this, teen that.
Yeah.
I like adults.
Oh, banana.
Woman.
Oh, wait. Man. And my life as a villainess all riots lead to death. All riots.
You told me about that. That was good.
It's hilarious as shit. Everyone falls in love with her, girl or boy, and she just fucks up all the like routes you can choose.
Do you need some more plum?
I'm still sipping on plum.
Dang, I must like this plum.
No, I just talk too goddamn much.
I don't talk. I talk. I don't listen. I sip.
Maybe I can, if I cover my nose.
Nah. All right. Well, we're running up to the end of our time, actually.
We need to do that, but like an opposite. Shit. Shia. Yeah, Thai version. Shia.
So tune in next time. It is quite possible that we may do a stream.
Yeah.
Wind Waker.
Ooh.
Or some other like retro game.
Yes.
So
eventually.
I'm currently going to plug my Twitch. Follow AnimeZynga on Twitch, AnimeZynga, twitch.tv/AnimeZynga. That's AnimeZynga.
And I don't have an outlet for my plug yet, and I'll let you know eventually.
But yeah, tune in. You can also follow me on Instagram.
Do that.
I make an Instagram for this podcast, you can currently follow me. President of Uwu Nation at AnimeZynga.
And I'm President.
AnimeZynga on Instagram and Twitch. And I will be posting updates on the podcast on the Instagram. And you can catch us on Twitch.
And don't forget, like, if you like listening to the podcast, just let, like, your friends, your buddies, your weebs, just let anybody know, all right? Just a vibe. Like, you don't even have to, like us. But
share the episode.
Yeah.
You do have to like us. Don't listen to President. President. This is, I forgot what I said my name was earlier.
Shit, I'm Draco.
Yeah. Don't listen to Draco, President. Listen to me.
That's the unnamed. We got to do the stream where we make our Sims.
Yeah. I love Sims. But yeah, I want to get back into streaming as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, follow us, yeah. I guess.
And listen to the next episode we have. We'll have it out eventually. Don't time it, but we'll be back.
You can also follow AnimeZynga on Twitter.
Damn, listen to all these goddamn plugs. She got so many outlets.
They'll be different later.